When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go. It is episode number 57 of the Rosie Report regular season roundup West Coast edition, as the Guardians are in Anaheim to take on the Angels in a four-game series that starts Thursday night. Tonight, if you are tuned to this on Thursday. But it's Jim Rosenhaus along with you as we get you caught up on the most recent homestand and where the Guardians stand after Wednesday afternoon's 2-1 victory over the Twins. The Guardians, now with 22 games remaining, find themselves 6 games back of the first-place Twins in the American League Central Division standing. So mathematically, they are still alive, obviously. A lot of things have to happen in a positive way for Cleveland, and Minnesota would really have to struggle down the stretch for the Guardians to get back in it. Stranger things have happened, but it would be uncommon. But we'll see. They play them out, and it's a West Coast road swing here with 4 against the Angels, and then the Giants next week for 3 before the team heads home. Coming up in just a bit on our show, we will hear from Chris Feleka, Guardians hitting coach, and get some of his thoughts on progress being made by some of the young hitters in that Guardians lineup on a regular basis. But first, a look back at Wednesday afternoon's 2-1 victory over the Twins to salvage the finale of that 3-game series, as the Guardians had dropped the first two, 20-6 and 8-3, as Minnesota really took command of the division in what was a big series going in. The Guardians were just 5 games back, but again, they'll head into play tonight, Thursday night, with a 6-game deficit against the Twins. But 2-1 the win yesterday. Gavin Williams really looked good in a performance that was interrupted by more than an hour rain delay. He went 5 innings and allowed just 1 run on 1 hit, and that was enough for his second major league win. He got some defensive help from Miles Straw, who made a tremendous catch early on in center field, and they both talked after the game about defense, and specifically Straw talking about the catch that he made early on that may have changed the game.
I mean, you're always just trying to think, catch the ball. It's sometimes a little bit harder than others, but you know, I just actually got shaded a little to the right center gap, and then, you know, being 2 strikes and, you know, Gavin throwing 98, 99 at the time. So he actually threw a really good pitch down and in, and at 99, and, you know, Jeffers got to it and, you know, hit it well, and, you know, lucky enough got to it. And I mean, you can say it changed the game, but there was many plays in the game. You know, Hemi had that diving play up the middle that would have been first to third with no outs. So there was a bunch of good defensive plays all around. This guy made a nice catch, that comebacker from Royce. So I thought Will, you know, the play, I think it was right before me, the same inning. So I think just as a whole, it was really good, tremendous job. And, you know, I think probably saved us a couple runs throughout the game. Didn't feel too good. Honestly, I remember I dove, and I feel like my glove almost came off, so that kind of scared me a little bit. But just to kind of check the glove and see the ball was in there, it was a good feeling.
Did you land on your shoulder?
Just like my side, my hip.
Evan, when did you know you'd be able to come back out after the rain delay?
We were just talking through it, the whole rain delay. Me and Carl kept going, or coming to the batting cages. We just kept talking the whole time.
You felt pretty good coming out then, no problem.
Yeah, felt fine.
Yeah, when you see the legs, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it gives me confidence to go out there and pitch. I mean, sometimes I'm a mess up. I mean, you got Straw, you got Brennan. I mean, everybody's making plays, so it definitely gives me confidence.
Did you see the line, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw the whole thing.
As when you're running in from that, do you notice that the crowd's up?
Yeah, I
focus on the paint.
Yeah, no.
I saw the dugout waiting for me, which was pretty cool. It's always a good feeling to kind of come back to your teammates and, you know, just kind of, especially to save a run. It was pretty good feeling.
How important was it? The question, but how important the win is losing the first two and, you know, maybe the last time you get to see the Twins.
I mean, it was huge. I mean, it's, like you said, it could be the difference of our season. You know, we like to fight and we think we still got a chance and, you know, we do. So, I mean, you know, if they took another one there from us, we would have to, you know, do something crazy. So, I mean, I think we still do, but I think we're pretty confident and, you know, this team, we rally off each other. We never really feel like we're out of it. So, just got to play the rest of the season and, you know, see how things look at the end.
Kevin, was there
a question about your knee or, you know, the last time you faced these guys, you tweaked it or?
No, not really. We had a plan the whole week and we stuck with that really. Communication was key the whole week. So I felt pretty good today.
Well, that's Miles Straw and yesterday's winning pitcher, Gavin Williams, talking about a nice 2-1 win for the Guardians. Also, after the game, Terry Francona checked in and talked about his starting pitcher and what he saw.
I thought coming out of the chute, I thought he was kind of electric. I mean, he was stepping on it pretty good. It's amazing when you get a couple extra days, especially this time of year. And then you could see, you know, during the delay when he came back out, it wasn't quite the same. But he gave us two, and that got us far enough where we could manage the rest of the game. So that was big.
Were you getting close, like time-wise, or even?
We got a couple reports. One was like, it's only going to be 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden they said it might be 3:30. And that if it was – Carl took him down, I think, twice to throw. If we'd have gotten more, we probably would have had to stop it. Nobody wants to do that, but just starts to be where you're not being responsible. You know what? He again, I use this word, like he competes so well. He doesn't give in. He'll maybe miss a pitch he thinks he should hit, but he stays alive. He uses the whole field. Made a really nice catch. He's an easy kid to root for. Well, I think there's a lot of – I mean, when you're in a one-run game, I mean, the ball back to Gavin that probably caught him, you know, Straw and Will back-to-back plays, that was pretty important because we're in a run-run game. He's loud, man. He plays center field pretty good, man. He's pretty good. That's kind of stating the obvious.
What have you thought of Lopez?
Again, I don't know him very well. Trying not to overuse him. Trying to do that with everybody. Got a big arm. There's a lot of strikeouts. And when he gets ahead, he's got that slider that, as you saw, that can be give hitters difficulties because they got to respect the velocity.
What does it say about your team to, you know, lose the first two and come back and, you know, and get this and, you know, kind of stay, like you said, stay
relevant?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything we found out that we didn't know. I mean, then I don't mean that in a bad way. I think we like our guys and we appreciate the way they go about their business. Sometimes we don't play quite as good as we'd like or things happen that, you know, but it would be hard for me to sit here and I like our guys. They give us a pretty honest effort.
That's Tito following the 2-1 win yesterday to close out the homestand and send the Guardians on their way to the West Coast and the series that opens in Anaheim tonight. Well, the Guardians have a very young lineup in a lot of ways, and Chris Valleca, the hitting coach, has been working with those young hitters as well as the veterans too, but trying to make sure that things are consistent as they can be. There have been some challenges along the way, but as the team heads into the final month of the season, when we caught up with Chris Valleca, and talked to him about hitting. He talked about the progress that a lot of the hitters have made as they head deeper into the final month of the season.
Yeah, you know, I'm really, really proud of the way that these guys have gone about this year, and then especially, you know, going into this last month, you know, some guys getting opportunities and seeing, you know, Arias get to play every day, like you talked about, you know, Bo Naylor getting in there, you know, just seeing guys have the confidence that knowing, you know, good, bad, and different, that their name's going to be in the lineup every day. I think that breeds some confidence for us, but it also breeds confidence for them.
And are there some mechanical things that you've seen them grow in that's allowed them to have more success statistically?
Yeah, you know, I think there's always going to be things to work on with these guys. And, you know, our team does such a great job with providing us the resources. And, you know, I think for Bo, you know, some of the stuff, you know, controlling the strike zone, managing the top of the zone, we've seen things tick up with that. And, you know, without getting away from his strengths, he's been able to cover some holes. And, you know, Arias, you know, getting in there and starting to play consistently, we're seeing the impact that we know he had, you know, with him driving the ball all over the field. So, you know, guys are, you know, making the adjustments and doing a good job just trying to, you know, win as we develop right now.
I thought it was interesting because Arias, Naylor, rookies, so it's different for them than it would be for Stephen Kwan, but he's still a young player. What are the challenges that he goes through in his second major league season?
Yeah, you know, I think early on, just like last year with him, you know, they're still the growing pains, but, you know, you're seeing Stephen, you know, start to settle in. We're seeing a lot more consistency of contact out of him. You know, he's starting to impact the ball harder on a more consistent basis, and those are the things that we're looking for, you know, but that takes time. You know, he's coming up on 1,200 at-bats in the big leagues over the last 2 years, so, you know, it's not a, you know, you get here and the pizza's done. These guys are still working on things while they're here, and, you know, it takes time, and we have to be patient with that, but, you know, I think the future is bright with a lot of these guys.
Take a note of that, folks. There's pizza down in the clubhouse and at the batting cage. But we'll be back with more of Chris Valeka after this short break. Welcome back to Guardians Warm-Up. Chris Valeka joining us, Guardians hitting coach. Chris, we focused on the young hitters in our first segment, but veterans, you can't replace them. And a younger veteran, Josh Naylor, has come back to the lineup from injury. What type of impact can that make, not only having him back, but for the rest of the lineup?
You know, I think it's huge having Josh. You know, it's a shot in the arm for us knowing that he's in the lineup, but I think having him in the lineup makes Jose better. You know, having that guy be able to hit behind you, and, you know, Cole Calhoun, the at-bats he's put together since he's been here, you know, I know we're talking about Josh, and, you know, he's really evolved. You know, he's turning into the player that we all know he can be, you know, building off the year that he had last year. You know, kudos to him, especially with the way the year started for him, and him grinding through some of those adversities and hitting the ball hard, not getting any results from it, to not deviate and stay the course like he did. And, you know, he's reaping those rewards right now.
You referenced Cole Calhoun, and unusual to see a veteran be able to come in and have this type of impact on a team at this stage of the season?
I think, you know, he's unique, and, you know, everything that we heard about him was just the ultimate teammate. You know, we've seen him playing, you know, across the lines, and have loved the makeup, loved the player. So, you know, for him to step in here day one, you know, he was mentoring these guys from the start, going out there handling his own business. So, you know, he's been outstanding for us.
You oversee a roster of hitters, and it's such an important part of your life, but you've had a great life experience here the last 2 weeks. Tell us about being a dad for the first time.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, little Olivia, it's been, you know, 10 days now. You know, it's the best job in the world. I thought being a major league hitting coach was the best job, but this is far surpasses that. You know, it's tough being dad from FaceTime right now and being away, but, you know, hopefully we can get back from the West, get her up here, and be able to spend more time with them.
Great stuff, Chris. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Guardians hitting coach Chris Valeka. Always nice to visit with him, and certainly congratulations to the Valekas on the arrival of Olivia, their first child. Well, that's going to do it for this edition, episode number 57 in the books of the Rosie Report regular season roundup. We'll try and get you a few while we're out here on the West Coast before the team heads home for another homestand next weekend. So until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus thanking you, as always, for downloading and listening to the Rosie Report.